1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in Northwest England, that stabbing attack, has now risen to 3. All were children attending a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. Several others were injured. A 17-year-old suspect is in custody. The clock's ticking for Kamala Harris to pick a running mate.
We are told that the vetting process is now fully underway. Sources say that Harris is considering roughly a dozen Democrats for the job, but among the leading contenders is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, as well as Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, someone who is not going for this position. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, says she plans to finish out her term.
ABC's Rachel Scott. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper also is out of the running. Thousands demonstrating across Venezuela following the re-election of President Nicolas Maduro. Opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez announcing that his campaign has the proof it needs to show that he actually won the country's disputed election, the legitimacy of which is being questioned worldwide. This is ABC News. The Senate today expected to take up and to pass a pair of bills aimed at making cyber safe space safer for kids.
The legislation would require platforms give teens the option to opt out of algorithms and give parents more control over how their kids' information is used. X and Microsoft have endorsed the safeguards, and Meta says it backs legislation to regulate tech platforms, but the company stopped short of endorsing the Senate bill. The legislation's path ahead also remains unclear in the Republican-led House. Last week, Speaker Mike Johnson said he's committed to finding consensus, but he did not commit to bringing the Senate bill to the floor.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. This comes as a new study shows social media pressure has 1 in 3 kids saying they feel they need to be perfect. City of San Diego putting out new warnings about sea lions after people were spotted again getting way too close. Even touching one's a federal offense. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on 2 proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the questions are intentionally confusing and would slow down money from Washington to Wisconsin communities in an emergency. A strict abortion law is now in effect in neighboring Iowa, where most abortions are now banned after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
I feel sorry for the women in Iowa. This is a national issue. It's not just a Wisconsin issue or an Iowa issue. Women should have the right to determine their reproductive health.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear 2 abortion cases in the months to come. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-3 victory over the Braves. Pat Murphy saying it took a while for the Brewer bats to get going against the Braves right-hander Grant Holmes in his major league debut.
The kid struck out 7 out of the first 9 hitters of the game. but we kept pecking away, you know, and there's some key moments, but none bigger than Willie's homer. Hoskins sneaks in another homer, you know, Cheerio sneaks in another homer.
Now, while the game was in progress, the Brewers finalized a trade deal, sending Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junitz to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. He was the Reds' opening day starter this year, 19 starts in all. Reliever Trevor McGill moved to the 15-day IR with a back strain. College football, the Badgers opening a two-week training camp at the UW campus in Platteville today. When do we find out who the Badgers' starting quarterback is?
You know, if it continues to be a really tight battle, which it has been, it may last a little bit longer.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Crude and Dom. Tune in for the Tuesday edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll rehash President Joe Biden's proposition for the U.S. Supreme Court. Should they recuse? Hell to the yeah. The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right.
Oh, we'll take it.
7 a.m. came too fast. Here we are.
Here we are. 6 minutes past 7, 69 degrees now, highs in the mid-80s today, looking clear and sunny this morning. A couple of patches of fog here and there, but we could see a shower or an isolated storm later on today, and a high near 85.
And humidity over 90%.
Yes.
Over 90%.
Dew point is very high.
Yes, it is very high, isn't it?
I'm going to break your heart. Ready?
Oh, wait a minute. Dog. You know I want a dog. And that's, is that from the Dane County Humane Society?
I'm showing him a picture from Willow. Madison Minutes. Yes. It's a great little newsletter.
They always show a pet that's available.
Right. Yeah. It's Take Me Home Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The Dane County Humane Society, Take Me Home Tuesday.
Ooh, I like that.
That's Willow. So you can go to the Dane County Humane Society's website, and you'll see a picture, I bet, featured of Willow on the front page. She's playful and wants someone to play, run around, and hang out with.
Yeah.
She's 4 years old.
I'll check it out.
The other day, they had a pet that was, I think, 12 or 14 years old.
Yeah.
You know,
well, those are the ones that tend to stay there because nobody seems to want them.
Too old, yes.
You know, but a lot of times they still, you know, are okay for a few years.
One of the hardest things is putting a pet down.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, you get an old pet like that, you're going to eventually have to do something like that.
Maybe you got an old cat.
But, you know, just being there to help that pet.
Yes.
Right.
Give it the last few years. We got an old cat who they said, just so you know, he's a respiratory illness, and he's going to be sneezing. And he sneezed all over my house. Mm. There was glue on every floorboard in my house for a while. It's like glue. Yeah. But he was the best cat, and he got 4 more years with us.
Wow. Yeah, they really hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's get to Governor Tim Walz.
Oh, yeah.
Midwest governor.
Minnesota.
This guy is out there. He is he's on every show now. See, the thing is, they found out that this guy is just real and just incredibly relatable. And he has, coined the term weird.
He's the one.
Everybody's using it now to describe the MAGAs. Instead of calling them MAGAs, because we assume they're just weird anyway, we just call them weird.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Simple. Weirdness. Simple as that. That's all it took.
I just love one person that Donald Trump already responded saying, I'm not weird. Love that.
All right. Well, why don't we get to cut 50 here, and this is Tim Walz. A lot of footage of Walz telling it like it is. Why don't we hear it?
Why is it so hard to understand? When somebody else gets some right, it's not like a damn pie. Oh, somebody got a bigger piece of pie. I don't get it. Rights aren't that way. There's enough for everybody. There's enough for everybody to be included. Mm-hmm. Same thing with jobs. Same thing with housing. Same thing with health care. So you saw it. We are not going to allow them to make the case. Yes, they're a threat, but we're not going to stay in their frame. Right. We're not going to stay where they're at. We're not going to play their game. We called them out for the weird nonsense that they believe, and we presented a different argument to the American public, one where everybody matters, one where we can achieve, one where we solve problems. And what's so great about this is we know here in Minnesota that message works. We are the majority. That's why they shrink the vote. That's why they make it harder to vote. That's why they try and bring fear. And that's why they try and get you to the point where you're pessimistic. And what difference does it make? But guess what? I got a 23-year-old. TikTok cares again. People care again. We've got folks out there doing the work just like you. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Think about this. And for the young folks that are in here, this is a transformational moment. This is an opportunity to go and then to put those policies into place.
And it's, I mean, it is so real.
He makes so much sense. It doesn't feel real.
Right?
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, I've been watching him for a long time. I just wanted to see how, you know, they managed to pass so many really nice bills in Minnesota. And I wondered, how was he selling that? And in the past, he's just kind of a moderate governor. You know, he didn't say a lot. He wasn't like this at all. And now this, he's just opened up. He blossomed in regards to all of this. And this, I have to play this. This is really cute. Okay,
cute?
I'm using cute.
Wow.
Yeah. This is Tim and his daughter, who is Hope. That's her name, Hope.
Aw. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So Tim Walz, his daughter Hope. Of course, we all hope something good happens in this election. But anyway, this was a promo that they did in 2019 in regards to hands-free driving that they put. They signed a law in place in 2019, August. It went into effect. And this is a promo outtakes that they had during this this session to make this promo. And he was in a car with his daughter, Hope, who was at the time in high school yet.
Oh.
And in a wisecracker. So why don't we play this? This is fantastic stuff. And that's why I love this guy so much. 151.
Hi, Minnesota. Governor Walz here along with
Hope.
We're making sure we remind all of you, hands-free driving starts on the 1st of August. We want to make sure our teen drivers are not texting and...
No. I think it's actually mostly bald men.
Cut. All right, once again, Minnesotans, we're here making sure millennials are putting down the phone and...
I think it's actually adults, Dad. Like, older people like you.
Cut.
Hey, guys, this is Hope Walz, and I'm here with my dad, Governor Walz. And we're just here talking about the new hands-free law. And I'm just going to show him how to prop his phone up so it's not in his hand and he can still see his navigation.
Cut. Hey, Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz here. What in...
Cut.
Governor Walz here trying to get rid of a child for anyone. On the 1st of August, Minnesota's new law is hands-free, making sure teens aren't Snapchatting.
I think it's everything, like texting, calling, like it's all hands-free, not just Snapchat, Dad.
All right, cut. One more time. Hey, Minnesota. Governor Walz here along with Hope, who listens to the radio too loudly. Well, it's a distracted driving video
it's
we're trying
slow-mo.
To make.
Okay. Keep both hands on the wheel, phone out of sight, out of mind.
Good advice. You are ready for college. It's not worth it, Minnesota. Put the phone down. It's the law of the land. More importantly, it's going to keep Minnesotans safe.
I'm glad I get to drive on the roads with this law in effect.
And there it is.
Wow.
Cute, wasn't it?
He's adorable. Yeah. That's cute.
He just gets along with his daughter so well. They're both, you know, just...
Very cute.
You can tell that they really get along. And and just, I don't know.
It's perfect.
I melted when I watched that. Okay.
You're killing me.
Here I am again.
Yeah.
And I guess we have to lean this way because maybe Pete Buttigieg is too much to ask for. Too much to ask the country to accept...
I know.
A Pete as a vice president, and this guy just got it going on.
Right. Well, you know, paired with Harris.
Yes.
Other than that, I think Pete could definitely be a president. Now I'm beginning to think Tim Walz could be president very easily.
These are good people. Where'd they come from? Out of nowhere.
Yes, out of absolutely nowhere.
I think Pete could make a great Secretary of State. just because he's got a lot of international experience and military
intelligence.
He speaks seven languages.
Right.
I mean, he's brilliant. You know, Governor Cooper dropped out last night from the running.
Right.
He took himself out of the running for vice president.
And so I heard
the field is going to start to narrow here over the next couple of days.
From Josh Shapiro. I'm not sold too much on Josh. He's good.
Yeah, he is good. Yeah? What did you hear that was...
My son is not too hip to him.
He said
he had some negative things about women that I didn't hear yesterday in his speech that he gave, but I didn't hear any indications of that, but apparently had some issues in the past. I haven't investigated him, so I'm not going to say it here, but my son had some problems with it. And he's Gen Z, and so we had a look at the Gen Zers who, you know, when we talked about that a while back, Gen Zs are the hope that we're hoping for sometime in 2030s somewhere.
They're going to fix what we did?
Yeah.
Got a couple of texts here about Governor Walz and his daughter. They had hope with IVF with in vitro.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And her sister. So two kids with IVF.
Wow,
so
it goes even deeper.
No wonder he has such a great relationship. I went through IVF trying to get pregnant. Yes, I did before I adopted because it failed because I was too damn old. But you really want a baby. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that sets you up for a great relationship no matter what happens.
That's true.
Yeah. I think.
I still think Mark Kelly has the inside track. And, you know, I know you're saying two West Coasters, but he is really strong in immigration. And if you notice, the Trump campaign is going after Kamala on immigration big time about her. You know, she was set up as the czar, supposedly.
That
was never the word
officially,
but.
You said it right there.
Yeah.
Officially, it was never the title.
Right.
Some newscasters called her that.
But
some Democrats actually called her that, but it was never the official title.
But Biden gave her that role to work on immigration, and didn't pan out the way that they had hoped.
Exactly.
Right.
And so, I have a cut on that. I'm just looking through my numbered cut.
I'm looking at Luke.
Oh, boy. Here we go with the numbers again. It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. Well, I don't want to get too far into that, but, you know, again, two West Coasters don't want that. I want the South or I want the Midwest. And wouldn't it be great to have the Midwest included this time?
Yeah,
Bashir is actually, I think that's the guy that should be the vice presidential candidate.
From Kentucky? Is that?
Yep, Kentucky.
Yeah.
He is fantastic.
He's really good.
And for a Democrat to be voted in as a governor in Kansas,
Kentucky,
that is incredible, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. So,
but the thing is, I don't know if Democrats want to take Bashir from Kentucky because currently Mitch McConnell is bound to the U.S. Senate. He can't resign because if he does, due to old age, because Mitch McConnell's also had some of these elderly problems.
Yeah.
Andy Bashir gets to pick his replacement. And they keep that locked in if Bashir stays in Kentucky.
Better for getting that seat.
Well, that's a really good point.
Bashir's not going anywhere.
No, he's
tell you right now. He's not going to be it.
It's like a three-dimensional chess game.
Excellent.
You know?
It's a long game.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, let me remind you, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com.
Right. I still think that somewhere along the way, I believe Trump may just dump J.D. Vance.
Boy, it might be too late for
the ballots, everything up
though.
In the air again, because he saw what happened with Biden and Harris. Maybe he can do the exact same thing at this point.
That'd be incredible.
Get a lot of press, a lot of changeover,
copycat.
Throw everybody off. Because everybody's attacking Vance now, right?
Yes, they are.
So if we don't have him to pick on, we'll see.
Hey, coming up in about 10 minutes, Christina Dahlhausen will join us from the Stoughton Opera House. They've got a fantastic new lineup for their season. We're going to find out all about that, 7:19. We'll continue with more of the John and Gordy Show in a moment.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Verlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep.
You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
And Catherine Lake. And Catherine Lake.
It's a problem.
You're
you know, we went through a
song.
Lot of expense to get our jingle group back together again to make an amendment to it, and here you don't like it. You know, we went through. I stayed up all night making that.
I got that email with that clip in the middle of the night.
What time did I send that to you?
3:13 a.m. or something like that.
Got no sleep, just making that jingle up.
And look,
all night long.
He's worn out.
He's
worn out.
I am.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
I was going to mention that, you know, one of the things going on this weekend as we go into August, tomorrow's the last day of July.
Oh,
so
my gosh,
as we get into the weekend, the Sugar Maple Traditional Music Festival, and I mentioned this because of you, John.
Yeah.
I know how much you love Americana music. This is happening August 2nd and 3rd. So this weekend at the Lake Farm County Park, which is near Lake Wabisa. And you can find out more at sugarmaplefest.org. I know you love the Americana.
I do.
Right?
I do. You know, there's a lot of little festivities around Lake Wabisa.
Well, right. And I actually found out about this.
There's a great bar down there. I can't remember what the name of it is, but we got to stop down there sometime.
The guy that we co-hosted the stage at Atwood Fest,
yes.
Bob,
mm-hmm.
He's hosting that festival. Oh. At the Sugar Lake Festival.
Okay.
That's why it was called the Sugar Lake Stage that we were on.
I was asking that.
Or Sugar Maple.
Yeah,
Sugar Maple.
Is it Sugar Maple? That's
it's
what
Sugar
that's
Maple.
Called? Because that's what your stage was called, right?
Yes. And that's why, because they were sponsoring that stage.
I get it.
It all makes perfect sense now.
It all comes together.
2 days later. Okay.
Well, we could have explained that to the crowd, you know?
Right.
Just we didn't have that information.
We don't have Brittany Merlot with us this morning. She's
a little under the weather.
The weather person under the weather, the worst possible thing. But it's 69 degrees now. We're expecting highs near 85. We might get a shower or two along the way. You know, I could use a shower right now. It's a little sweaty in here.
Along the way.
They got to fix the air conditioning anyway. High near 85 today. All right.
Is that thing on? It seems a little hot in here, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I don't think it's ever worked.
They definitely fixed it. I was wearing a sweatshirt in here yesterday.
I'm wearing a
sweatshirt.
They fixed
it. It
is. You guys
are
like burning so hot. I don't understand it.
It's high blood pressure.
It's that kind of program.
Yeah, we're old. Oh, yeah.
Hey, can I give you some really good news? Because I think everybody needs good news.
Oh, please.
Sure. Jerome Frauci has given another $10 million to the Overture Center. You remember Jerome Frauci is the one who put the first 200 mil in to create it. Where is that number? I thought it was 200 mil that he gave to start it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're doing a $30 million drive to upgrade it, you know, keep it going. Because it's been 20 years that it was built.
Well, it's gorgeous, though. I mean, what can you do to it?
Remember when we had our picture taken in the revolving door when it was the Civic Center?
When it was
the
Civic Center. Yes.
I'm going to bring that in. And
that's a great idea.
And we should update.
Oh, it's a great idea because we're on the revolving door again. Is that what you're saying?
What are you talking about? 400 square feet, 400,000 square feet in that building. 400,000 square feet. So what are you going to do? You're going to spend a little money on making sure all those square feet stay clean and on up in the air.
Okay.
They have 700 events per year.
Yeah.
At that place, at the Overture Center.
Which reminds me, Gordy.
Yeah. What?
Could you keep track of the Best of Madison and?
Are we going to try and go?
I
want
to go. I want to go to their little party. They always slip this by us, so we don't show up.
It is a great party.
Do they do that at the Overture now?
I don't know where they do it. That's why they've hidden it.
They used to do it at the Concourse. I don't know if they still do.
Madison Magazine, right? Is that
Madison Magazine. Best
Madison Magazine. Yeah.
Are you vying? Is that what you're doing?
Well,
you're vying.
Well, I tried to get us to be involved. We didn't get enough votes.
I think. Yeah, we missed out on any voting, but yeah. But we got to go to the party anyway.
Yes.
who we still remember.
When we talked to Doug Moe, we mentioned to him that we are going to crash the damn party.
Exactly. We're coming.
You know, we're award winners.
Exactly. I still have I got to get a new certificate, though. It's all torn and tattered.
Well, I have mine framed right away.
You're
you know?
Third place. What are you talking about?
No.
Now, this was...
In 1994, somehow, just fluky, I got a local TV personality of the year.
That
in 1994.
That wasn't a fluke.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. But somehow I got that. And then what the deal is, the next year you have to host. If you win that particular category, you end up co-hosting the next year. And that year was the year that we were there when the O.J. Bronco chase happened after the show was over, and everybody was just watching at the bar.
No one
and
cared. Yelled.
And the whole Farley family was there. Mm. Chris Farley, his brothers, his sister, his family, his mom and dad. And we ended up going into their courtesy room, and all the Farleys were just cracking jokes all the way through OJ's chase. Yeah. It was just
weird,
very funny.
Story.
Very weird. Doug Moe was there, and John Roach, and you guys were there, and John and it was just it was very weird. You know who else was there? David Lynch was there.
David Lynch.
And Kate Jackson from Charlie's Angels, who was just schnockered.
Snot-slinging drunk. In 1994.
David Lynch used me as the template for his FBI agent.
Did he? You?
In Twin Peaks.
In your mind.
In Twin Peaks.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
But I would have loved that.
Anyway, you're right. We got to crash the Madison party, the best of whatever it's called.
Absolutely. I was a big winner, you know, first place winner.
Yeah, what did you
for best?
What year was that?
Duo,
best morning show?
Morning show duo,
That wasn't with me,
92.
Though.
No, it was with Arnie.
Arnie. Good old Arnie Wheeler. Arnie took over after I left.
I haven't heard that name in forever.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember Arnie Wheeler?
Yeah. I remember his name, but I don't remember your show.
Arnie lost
a couple of fingers with fireworks.
When he was a kid.
No.
But he was so outrageous.
He was so funny.
Just...
I wonder where he is.
Yeah, I tried to find him, but there's another Arnie Wheeler in Wisconsin, and his name always comes up.
And his son, Jeff, was one of our salespeople at 92. Oh. Yeah.
Was it
Jeff Wheeler?
Yeah. Yeah, really? Is
yeah.
Oh, we should contact Jeff.
Try to contact him.
All right. Well, anyway,
memory lane here.
I had the first place award, and then I just brought it up to Doug. I said, we got two first place award guys here. How come you're not inviting us to show the success of Madison Magazine?
Well, I don't think it's up to Doug whether we go or not. What does he have to do with it? He doesn't send out the invitations, does he?
He was the big guy at Madison Magazine initially.
Okay.
And by the way, my wife used to write feature articles for Madison Magazine.
Why doesn't she do that anymore?
Because
they didn't ask her.
Because print media is
it
danger.
Went beyond that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It went beyond that, and she started writing books instead.
She's done quite well with that.
How many books has she written, Anne?
Well, it's about 55 or something.
No.
Yeah.
Well, she wrote like 30 with Harlequin Romance, and then she split away from that and does spy novels now and writes porn.
Shut up.
That's what she does.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I need to get on her list.
What?
I'm sorry. Okay. I just want to check on her.
She writes it with
see what she's up to.
With a male author.
Yeah.
She writes with.
Yeah, and he's crazy. He's absolutely. That's why they write porn.
And that's why you're not jealous, because you
crazy.
Know
he's nuts.
He's okay.
Yeah.
You're not afraid.
Okay. And so she, you know, tries to, you know, make it sound better somewhere along the way.
It's
he's
romance.
Pretty outrageous.
It's romance.
Yeah. So she edits. She edits it.
Yeah. And she comes up with some ideas.
All right.
He just raised his eyebrows to me in a very odd way. You're the only one on camera now, Gordy. You notice
guess
that?
What? We got to move on now. It's 7:29, 69 degrees. When we come back, we'll be talking with Christina Dahlhausen from the Stoughton Opera House on the John and Gordy and Catherine Lake Show. Time.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
An important question for producers selling calves at online auctions or sale barns is what makes those cattle buyers pay more money? I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Dr. John Hutchison, Director of Cattle Technical Services at Merck Animal Health, talks about the management programs and health protocols that have the biggest impact on revenue, according to auction data analysis.
I want to visit a little bit today about superior livestock auction data that Kansas State University and Merck Animal Health all worked together to kind of summarize this data. There was over 800,000 head of calves in the database, and we looked at different management factors. We looked at different programs and health protocols and trying to look at the big drivers for the folks that are in the sale barn, or in this case, a video auction. What are they paying for? What are they using their checkbook to put the most money at? This is probably the strongest signal one can get in an auction barn. Is these are the people that are using their money to buy these calves.
That's Dr. John Hutchison, Director of Cattle Technical Services at Merck Animal Health. I'll have more news right after this.
There's also an important aspect of the representation that Farm Bureau does for agriculture producers at the Capitol in Madison. The legislative affairs team is involved and engaging because we're all busy, right? We can't get down to Madison and talk to our legislators as much as we'd probably like to, but being involved in Farm Bureau gives you that representation at Madison to make sure our voices are heard for agriculture.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The 2024 Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grants are open to applicants until September 9th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will award a total of up to $200,000 in grant funding in 2024. Qualified applicants include individuals, groups, or businesses involved in Wisconsin production agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism operations. You can learn more about this and learn how to apply, as well as find other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter, as we'll deliver 5 stories to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
The president ends his reelection campaign.
And the Civic Media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Maggie's out for the week. Matt Rothschild's filling in. We're going to be talking about the incredible impact of the fire hose of news that has been the last few weeks.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Giant City. I can't wait to feel my wheels rolling and I'm on my way.
But here's the chorus.
Going back, going back, going back to Mad City today.
Indeed, WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Catherine family show.
Mm-hmm.
It is becoming a family, isn't it?
It is.
Got to get a few kids in here and we'll be complete.
Very dysfunctional family so far.
Well, could be,
It's all right.
We got a text here that basically shows us a picture of Trump returning J.D. Vance.
to the returns booth,
yes. Yeah. And then somebody else, there are any more political stories from John this morning? Well, we've got a few later.
Maybe a little later.
But right now. Let's talk about the Stoughton Opera House.
Yes, and to do that, we have Christina Dolhausen joining us this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, everybody out there. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing wonderful.
It's a beautiful
nice
day.
It's nice sunny here. It's sunny down there. I can see from the window behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can only say Stoughton Opera House by saying Stoughton. I can only do it by saying Stoughton.
You know, it is Southern Wisconsin's most charming theater. That's at the top of their marquee there. And Christina, you know, for those of us who have not been to the Stoughton Opera House, just give us the overview. You have a big season starting here in the fall that runs from September all the way through next May. And we're going to talk about a few of those shows. But for folks that have not been to the Stoughton Opera House.
Gorgeous building.
It's a beautiful place. Tell us more about it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's an absolutely beautiful place. It all started back in 1901. We could start way back there, that's when it was built. City Hall was below, and then upstairs was the Opera House. It was called the City Auditorium, and it was built in this Victorian-style jewel box, you know, beautiful blues and golds and then about 1950s or so, it had, like, all the vaudeville shows and the theater and the operas, And then about 1950s, it kind of went down into disrepair, painted this gray color.
Wow.
In about 1980s, it revived. Some wonderful people in town said, this is my project. This is gonna what I'm going to do in my retirement. I'm going to put this thing back together. And about 20 years later, they restored it back to its beautiful glory. And then we really started amping up the shows and showing off this beautiful venue. And during COVID, there was actually a few... The City Hall moved just a couple blocks down the street, and they opened up a ghost light lounge. So they took over those offices downstairs and restored those and made those into a place where you can get a drink and hang out and get some merchandise and talk with folks. But then you go upstairs and you see what we're promoting and what we're talking about here is the shows.
Now, I hear from a lot of musicians that like to go to the Stoughton Opera House and some of the performers that you've had, that the acoustics are just amazingly great there. Is that what you believe?
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, the place was built before, you know, microphones and things like that. So you had to be able to hear, you know, just somebody even whisper on stage if they're doing a play or anything like that or a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the way that it's built and the curvatures of the walls and the plaster and the way that it's set up. They knew what they were doing back then, and musicians obviously love it today. But you can hear a pin drop on stage, even from the furthest back seat upstairs.
This sounds like Carnegie Hall.
It is fantastic. It's a huge, it's an amazing asset. And of course, what happens, you know, when you have a musician that comes and plays in there with that kind of sound?
Mm-hmm.
As a musician, you're always working on how to get the best sound, how to get the best feel for your music. And when you perform there, as the musician knows, when they're standing up there on that stage, they're hearing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to give, like, one of their best performances. So really, really a win-win situation. Really lucky as a musician as well as an audience member.
What kind of genre of music do you normally have performing at your Opera House?
Well, at everything under the sun, really. But, you know, bluegrass lends itself very well, and jazz, and, you know, old-timey, and, of course, a cappella music is great, and acoustic music. But we've had full-on rock shows as well. It's classical music, finger style, you know, with the with the jazz and stuff. It's absolutely amazing, and the whole season is filled with different kinds of musicians that be able to that have a little something for everybody.
Talking with Christina Dolhausen from Stoughton Opera House, and Christina, you know, I've noticed over the years, the last few years, when I see your lineup for the season, you have a lot of returning musicians, so they must really love to play there. I know Davina and the Vagabonds, which is a terrific Midwest band. Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Say that again.
Squirrel Nut Zippers. I can't believe you've never heard of them. They've been around for a long time.
Come on.
Am I kidding, Christina?
You're not kidding, and yeah, you're saying it correctly. Yeah, say it again.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
You just put three random words together.
Doesn't that just put a smile on your face? But you have some local artists as well, like Steely Dane.
A mispronunciation, Steely Dane.
Los Lobos is going to be there. Asleep at the Wheel. I mean, these are big, Americana and blues.
Well, Christina,
Tommy Castro is going to be there.
What are some of the other musicians in the past that have been there, the big names that a lot of people would recognize?
Oh, well, I mean, in the past, but it's not on this season, but we've had Randy Carlisle come through. Mm-hmm. She actually came through doing a pin drop tour. She noticed that the acoustics were real special. Wood Brothers, just a fantastic, duo band. We have had Judy Collins, the Smothers Brothers. Mm-hmm. Just Lyle Lovett has come through.
I got a good question for you, Christina. How on earth did you survive the pandemic? How on earth did a venue like this come back like you clearly have?
Yes. Well, it took a lot of creativity. Mm-hmm. And, there's definitely some time sitting in the corner wondering what was going to happen next and if there was a future. But there was a lot of creativity and a remembrance of what we do. And what we do is we put on wonderful shows and we try to connect artists to audiences and also the venue to audiences and artists.
Is that what brought about the live streaming now that people can actually get in on that? I think this is the best thing you've added so far, right?
Yes, the live streaming was definitely something that came out of the pandemic, as well as that Ghost Light Lounge that I was talking about, kind of restoring the place. Oh, we got, there's not a lot of folks coming through here. We might as well do something that can be able to reach audiences in any particular way that we can do and also allow musicians to play. So having that Ghost Light Lounge, making that into some beautiful place that's just right below the Opera House, and then the live streaming. And if you've not seen the live streaming at the Stoughton Opera House, it is top notch. Talking like Austin City Limits.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of feel, that kind of vision. And so many of the shows that are coming up on the season and also in the past, in the last year or two, you could be able to you could either watch the show from the Opera House or from the convenience of your couch.
I do like the live streaming. Is it one price or does it vary per artist?
It's one price.
Okay. Yep. What is that price?
Well, it's the price of the ticket.
Oh, it's the same. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So now I do know you also have memberships or season tickets. Is that right? And those tickets come on sale August 15th or August 5th, I'm sorry, for members. Is that right?
That's right. Next Monday, August 5th, is the first day of ticket sales for members. We highly recommend people look at the season. Go to stoughtonoperahouse.com. Look at all the shows that we have coming. And I'd love to talk about more of the shows because they're just... Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about some.
Yeah, give us some of the highlights this year.
Well, I mean, we just added T-Bone Burnett.
Oh, wow.
I think that's a pretty big highlight.
Well, he's been around a while, yeah. He's great.
I don't think he's toured in a long, long time, too. So we're real lucky to be able to have that experience.
When's that? When's that?
Tommy Castro is coming around, and the Jimmies, Yasmin Williams, Sister Strings, Leftover Salmon, Keller Williams, Carsey Blanton, Elephant Revival is a favorite, Bodines, Ruth Moody, Willie Watson, Arcadian Wild. And you mentioned a lot of those before, ones that we have coming back, but Marty Stewart's coming back, Traveling McCurry's, Sierra Hall, Sonny Landreth. It's the list goes on and on. There's about 80 some shows that are happening next year.
I think Jerry Jeff was there at one time, way back when, or Dave Bromberg.
Sure.
Bromberg has been there. Yorma.
Yorma.
Fantastic.
Yorma. Yep.
Sure.
I remember Yorma put on a show one time. that was like 3 hours long. Oh, like, wow. You know, just his, he can just go and go, and he has that audience right in the, you know, right in his fingers. He's just a fantastic musician and fantastic player, and he's getting up there in age, but he still has it.
How about the Steep Canyon Rangers? Is that the bluegrass group that played with Steve Martin, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Nope, you're thinking of the right group.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think Steve Martin hasn't come yet, but, you know, we're always
But he might show up.
Do you have any of those, you normally have a group sometimes coming in there that does the old Western songs.
Well, Sleep at the Wheel.
Right?
Yeah.
Sleep at the Wheel, and then there's Riders in the Sky came around for so many years.
Right.
They might pop up if they're still touring.
All right.
They love playing there. And yeah, tickets go on sale August 5th for members. We highly recommend you look up the website and become a member today so it goes smoothly that first day. Many of these shows actually do sell out. It's just under a 500-seat theater, and every seat is great in the house, so people get on it and you can become a member for as low as $25, but I recommend becoming a member for $1,000.
There you go. Of course you do. Now, I know that you also, speaking of the seats there, you replaced those seats a season or two ago, didn't you? With a little bit more padding and a little bit more comfort?
Yeah, the seats are the same from 1901. But yes, during the pandemic, that was another one of those creative ways of engaging with the audiences out there, is having a fundraiser for putting cushions on the seats. And so, yeah, they were completely upholstered. And now, everybody can sit very comfortably in those old seats, but with just like a little modern feel to it.
Wonderful. Well,
Stoughton Opera House.
Yeah.
I got to get out there.
Christina Dollhouse, thanks for being with us. Again, your website is stoughtonoperahouse.com. Those tickets go on sale for members August 5th. And how do you become a member? Are there different membership levels?
Yes, there's different membership levels, everything, you know, from 25 to 1,000, like I was mentioning. And, okay, and you can go even further than that because, you know, what you do, this membership not only keeps these shows going, but it keeps the Opera House alive and keeps the creative economy moving along in our Dane County area. And so it really, really does help when you put a little money ahead. And so you can do it just by going on the Stoughton Opera House website, or you can call the box office at Stoughton Opera House, too, and they can set you right up.
Now, we talked about the live streaming. Is this something you can watch at another time? Are they saved? Can you watch some of the older shows?
They are archived in some particular. You know, that's something that I think you'd have to ask the box office. I think they try to keep it live stream for the sake of having it happen at the same time as the show live. You know, live and alive.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can
but
call
I do
the
know some of these musicians have been able to take some of these really professional live streams and been able to put them on their, you know, either purchase them from the Stoughton Opera House or work out a deal to where they can put those on their own websites and in their own promo materials. Mm-hmm. And it just elevates their whole performances and their whole being as an artist.
Very good. Well, Christina, thank you for joining us today, and good luck with the season. It all kicks off the official season September 13th, goes all the way through May 17th. And we thank you for being with us today.
It's very much a pleasure, and I cordially invite everybody out there to come on down to the Stoughton Opera House and enjoy a show. We'd love to see you.
It's right next to the coffee cup.
Yeah, that's right.
Get a piece of pie.
I know.
Thanks, Christina.
All right.
Talk to you again.
Take care.
Stoughton Opera House. You've been a fan of that place for a long time, haven't you, Gordy?
I have been, but I've never been there. I want to go this season.
I thought you performed there or something. Seriously, 500 seats is not that big.
With my circus act, the juggling thing. I put that act away a long time ago.
Okay.
They won't let any of those Gallagher gadgets of this.
No exploding watermelons, not for me anymore. 7:49, back with odds and ends, tidbits, this, that, and the other on the John and Gordy Show, along with Catherine Lake. Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy Show.
Watch out now, watch out now.
As we were saying,
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. You can find us on the Civic Media app as well. Text us or give us a call. We've got a few texts here. I think this is important. From Donna and DeForest mentions that they have a blood drive.
Yes.
Give blood today. Summer supplies are urgently needed. Make an appointment at the redcrossblood.org. Redcrossblood.org.
Okay.
And she says that this morning at Carbon 4 Brewery on the east side, this afternoon at the Fitchburg Senior Center, and all the info is at their website. So it sounds like something to do.
Do you guys know your blood types?
You know, I don't.
I've asked my doctor.
Oh my gosh!
If he had any idea, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
No, and there's no way of.
That's a good face, Luke. That's a very doubting face.
There's no way for your doctor to know.
No, it's not that. Don't. There's no way.
Secret
it's
information.
Just that, you know, I guess you have to ask for the type, and we've never asked for the type ever in any of the blood tests that we've drawn. So I don't know. Something to know.
It's the older
Do you know
generation.
Your blood type, Luke?
Yes.
What do you want to share it or no? Secret?
I believe I'm AB negative, but okay. I could be wrong. I believe it's AB negative or just AB.
Right. Okay. Catherine, do you know
neg. I'm a universal donor.
Wow.
That may be why I remembered it, because when I learned it, I'm like, I can give blood to anybody, but I can only give blood for myself. That's bad. That's tough. A lot of O negs need to get out there. I'm about to.
Well, we've got, we're going to try to clear up this whole Trump says you never have to vote thing.
Yeah,
he's been saying
that?
This lately. He's been saying it a bunch of times lately.
Why?
That's
what is
true.
What is he trying to say, John?
Well, you know what? Maybe this will clarify.
Please.
Actually, it won't. this is an interview with Laura Ingraham. Cut 153, and we try to find out, and she's trying to get him to say what it is, but not exactly, and she gives up, obviously.
She gives up.
Well,
but let's try this out.
They're also attacking you for other ridiculous reasons. They're saying that you said to a crowd of Christians that they won't have to vote in the future.
Yeah, let me say what did I mean by that? I had a tremendous crowd speaking to Christians. This was a crowd that liked me a lot. I think I'm at 97% or something. With respect to like a statement like I made, that statement is very simple. I said, vote for me. You're not going to have to do it ever again. It's true. Because we have to get the vote out. Christians are not known as a big voting group. They don't vote. This time, vote. I'll straighten out the country. You won't have to vote anymore. I won't need your vote. You can go back
to
not
vote. You don't have to vote for you because you have 4 years in office.
Look. Christians are known. You know who else doesn't vote? Gun owners don't vote.
To be clear, what you're saying, though, you're not saying it's being interpreted as you are not surprised to hear.
No,
by the left as, well, they're never going to have another election. Can you even just respond to that?
I said Christians. You must vote. November 5th is going to be the most important election in the history of our country. Whether you vote early or not. But I said to the Christians in the room, thousands of them, I said, Don't worry about the future. Vote on. You have to vote on November 5th. After that, you don't have to worry about voting anymore. Yeah. I don't care, because we're going to fix it. The country will be fixed, and we won't even need your vote anymore, because, frankly, we will have such love. If you don't want to vote anymore, that's okay. And I think everybody understood it. I didn't know there was any.
Understandable?
There's just no way of knowing from any of that. And by the way, that's just heavily edited. I had to like put all of those comments together because there was so much junk in between. You know, I want you to congratulate me for doing that.
Congratulations.
Me for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
So anyway,
shortening it, yeah.
Now, Gordy, there's a follow-up on this, because last night on Rachel Maddow, and she led with this, and she got deep in the weeds on this, but they played a montage of Trump clips lately, like in the last 2 weeks, saying, you know what, I don't even care if you go out and vote. And, you know, we don't need your votes this year. We're okay. We got enough votes. She tied that to the fact that they've identified about 70 precinct captains in these counties, especially in Pennsylvania, that are not going to certify the votes. These are people that Trump has, you know, encouraged to get these positions where they don't certify the local votes in these counties or precincts.
Yeah.
And that'll slow things down. It'll cause some kind of, they won't be able to state, the state won't be able to certify the votes because these precinct captains won't. And she was really into this and saying how this could really clog things up. They'll do all kinds of legal, you know, maneuvering to obstruct getting the certification, which will clog up the electoral process when it goes to the Congress. That's their theory, and they're really concerned about it. But I want to find that clip from Rachel Maddow last night.
We'll find that for tomorrow, hopefully. And here's the thing about that. You know, what they could do is gum up the process and make it so that in future elections that we can't depend on the vote for president. We can't depend on it anymore because somebody will gum it up.
Well, and that's what she was saying.
Then there may be this reform of changing the whole idea of voting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they were saying. I mean, she was saying, you know, Trump keeps saying this over and over again. You really don't have to get out there and vote. That's really the theory behind this. Like, oh, no, let's mess with the voting process and make
I'm
it so they can't certify.
I'm tired of having to guess what he means. I really am weary.
Well, he's just weird.
Well, he's just weird.
He's so strange.
I don't know. I think that we just assume that they're going to hold up the election this time around, because they were very close to succeeding last time.
Yeah.
This time they've set up everybody that was against the election last time. They're all in place in power positions. They're definitely going to have, this is going to be a constitutional problem. We're not going to actually be able to decide who was president at the end of this election.
You are taking that right now. That's
what my prediction. And somewhere along the way, they're going to have to make a major change in how this is done, because we've shown that we can create chaos and uncertainty to the point where people don't even have to vote anymore or don't feel like their vote counts.
And it's not.
Remember those southern states, they wanted to sue and take all the votes away from the northern states. Remember that? I mean, it was just like the most insane idea in the world, but they projected that out there. They wanted to get out there. The AGs in the southern states wanted to sue and take all the votes away and discount them in Wisconsin, for instance.
That's it. Hey, and that's going to do it for this edition of the John and Gordy Show, along with Catherine. Like tomorrow, we will be back at Short Stack Eatery. We hope you join us then. Mike McCabe will be along with us as well at the corner of Johnson and State. So join us at Short Stack Eatery. For John and Catherine and Luke behind the controls, that's going to do it for us. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update you on all the latest news. Also, we learn about Rally Round the Markers going on in Waukesha. I hope you'll join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American flag bearer.